Welcome to the Front Row Back Row podcast presented by Physiogrowth. We're your hosts, Brian, who scaled a PT practice from the trunk of his car to six locations, and Owen, who helped lead an eight-figure exit and now runs a cash-based PT practice. This show is real conversations from owners actively building with what's working right now. All right, so we are back with another episode of the Front Row Back Row podcast. And they always say, if you want topics for people that topics that people care about, listen to what they're asking you. So in our mentorship group that we run a Q&A once a week, moving up to twice a week here soon, but once a week, especially now, we had a great topic from one of our owners. She needed a hire, right? Life happened to one of her staff. She couldn't do anything about it. And now she's like, oh God, I got to hire, right? So Brian and I are clinic owners, business owners. Brian has six clinics in Connecticut that he's actively running right now. I have my own cash pay practice that I run now in Phoenix, Arizona, out of the back of my car. But before that, I was a regional director for a big old insurance company, hired about 100 people. So we figured we are good enough people to listen to talk about this. And Brian, the topic that we want to make sure that we cover is we want to give listeners something they can do today, right? You can get out of your car, get your phone out and do today. And then also we would be remiss if we didn't give you what the plan should be so that this doesn't become a problem for you. So today, as you're listening to this, hopefully we can give you some good tips that we use in everyday practices. Right now that's working for Brian as he builds his practice and that worked for me when I was building it for someone else. All right. So Brian, first question for you, should you always be marketing? Should you always be marketing your business?
100%.
Simple toss up, right?
Very nice toss up meatball for me right off the bat.
Yeah. I'm not a host interviewer. I didn't go to journalism school. Talk about stuff.
To me, I think the biggest thing that I would say to most people is like, this is why you always need to be hiring. Just like, you know, I was talking to Owen, like if in theory, think of it no different than if like, and we were just chatting about this beforehand, a client were to fire you or say, hey, I can't pay this anymore, blah, blah, and you were to lose a couple clients, right? The reality is the same thing around physical therapists. If you're going to lose some physical therapists, you would want to have some people in the hopper that you can essentially bring on, right? Mm-hmm. And so ultimately, always getting leads for people who can work for your business is always going to be a good thing. Because even if you're turning people away and saying, hey, we're not really hiring right now, that's okay. And quite frankly, I have found multiple times where say I hire somebody or I really like a physical therapist, bringing them in, even when you're at a little bit of like, you don't really need them, is still probably going to be a good call because ultimately those people are going to be really, really good in your business and help you grow really effectively. So to me, you're always hiring. That's number one. You're always interviewing. You're always looking for people. Yes, things like Indeed work. Yes, certain recruiters can be helpful. But for me, we use a form called Teamworks online because it's mainly for sports and athletes, and that's a lot of what we do. So it fits our model really well. If you find other hiring platforms like that, like I know people have used Handshake and things along those lines, there are some of these other services out there that are good. But you know, we were talking about this before this all started. I think having a LinkedIn premium account is really, really great. And the idea of just, like I said to this business owner yesterday, I go, you're going to look at all of the people in the area, right? What you're going to do is you're going to go on LinkedIn and you're going to search your area and you're going to message all of them. And that's how you're going to start.
And I think it's important here too, because in that subscription, it's $40. You can do it tomorrow. Right. You can do it today, right? You can sign up for it. I'm sure they have free trials. And the key there is that you can search based on location, based on discipline, right? And the headlines will come up. We looked through them yesterday on the call of people in her area that had, they're an owner. No, we're not going to try and connect with them. But these are all connections you can make. I think you can do unlimited connections, and that premium feature allows you to search like that, which you can't do on the regular LinkedIn. And then once you connect, you can send them emails or you can send them messages, right? Now you can also do, I know there's a feature where it's cold emails or cold connections, like they call it InMail or something like that. And they limit you doing that. But in PT, honestly, most people accept a connection, right? Because everyone knows somebody who went to school with somebody. So I thought that was a great thing, man. Like I think that pays for itself. If you get one of those in, 2 years, that pays for itself.
And we've been able to recruit a couple of people off of LinkedIn for sure. And I think it's a really good strategy, and that's what LinkedIn's for, right? LinkedIn is for networking, and it's no different, by the way. Also going to BNI groups, also using your network, right? And trying to send stuff out about, hey, we're growing, hey, we're looking for help. You can send stuff out to, like, we can send stuff out to our actual clients, right? And say, hey, if anybody knows anybody, I'm looking for somebody. Can you please? And again, it's like, and I always will joke, I know you're on my, lead list and blah, 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 but we're looking for a physical therapist and would love to hire somebody. If you or you know somebody who is looking to move to the area, and is looking for an amazing opportunity, we'd love to have them, right? So,
Well,
like,
and that's a bonus tip of what you can do tomorrow,
for sure, for
right?
sure. You, it's
Send an
free.
email to your existing people, right?
Exactly.
Whatever groups you're in, all things like that. It's amazing. I mean, we're a capitalist country. Everyone knows that somebody's trying to hire, and it's usually a good thing if you're trying to hire. People want to help you, and who knows whose cousin knows somebody who's looking.
Exactly. And what it does is it allows you to leverage, again, your contact list for very inexpensive. And I turned this to Owen. I was like, is this the only thing that we do? No. But a lot of times what happens is, just like if you were sitting around and you just started your business and you're waiting for the phone to ring for somebody to come and want you for the services, you're still doing those passive things. Like, you have the stuff on the internet, you've got, your stuff on your website, you've got those job postings open where people can come. But here's the thing that you can feel like you're being proactive, where you can actually go and be recruiting talent and hiring talent. And that's what's really great, right? So the idea behind that is, like, all right, cool, you can actually be active in that process. That could be super helpful. And that's the thinking and whatnot. So that's my kind of take on it.
And that's where I think it's good because, somebody this is I tell people, they say, well, who do you guys help in your mentorship group? And I say, honestly, people who are drinking out of a fire hose, they have to see patients to make the math work, right? They might not be in Brian's situation where there's six clinics and he's more putting the right people in the right places, maybe seeing a client or two. They have to see people. Time is money, right? So what will happen is that is not a problem for today. I have my person. I'm going to just keep going, right? And then all of a sudden, they get that phone call. I'm moving out of state. I'm having a kid, whatever it is, right? And all of a sudden, it becomes the absolute biggest problem in the world, right? So I love that strategy of LinkedIn, connect with people who might be people who would want a job, and then send them messages. Sending out to your email list. We always talk about the importance of having an email list, how much easier it makes marketing. Well, this is marketing a job, right? And then I know Brian, like one of the things I always think is PT Instagram. I would love to know the stats on how much like an Instagram account actually gets patients versus like how much PTs follow other PTs and just want to see like what looks cool, right? Like I know you've talked about this like about your account where people just be like, oh, it's just like the cool stuff. I see some athlete doing something. And in my head, I'm like, man, I have an Instagram account for my business, but if I look down my followers, it's basically all golf instructors and PTs, right? So it would be stupid for me to not put something on there and not have like a strategy again, especially as I grow and I know I'm gonna need more and more people. I mean, I should be I, that's my first thought of what should be the long-term thing. What should be the thing that makes me not drink from a fire hose? And it should be having people interested in your place. Who are in the industry, right? So, like, I know Instagram's one way of doing it. It's probably the easiest way for me to do it. Like, what do you guys do at Evolution? Because not only your six that you do in the tri-state area, but I know you manage a lot of the outreach for, the other ones all over the country. So, like, what are some of the ways that you do a long-term play to make it so that you're not drinking from a fire hose,
Yeah,
when it happens?
I think a really good piece of advice that I would recommend, based off of some of the mistakes that I made in the past, was that I would definitely try and create more structure for where you want your business to head, right? So, like, the first thing I would say to Owen, like, when Owen said that, and I, was very appreciated the response that he was saying about, like, me not having ever treat patients. I still do treat patients, and but now I treat it from a standpoint of, like, I love to do it. And again, listen, if four physical therapists quit on us today, I'm probably back in there treating patients, right? So it's not like there's, like, that much structure. But the idea is when you scale and grow, it allows it to keep growing. But again, like I'm also a physical therapist, so if we're like overrun with patients, I can do evals and treat patients and blah, 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 and it works, right? So I think in general, when we think about the entirety of that process, right? Like to me, the thinking in general that I think is really, really effective is how can I bring in new talent, right? How can I bring in more patients, and how can I keep growing? Right, that's it. From the tactical perspective of how I get people to notice me, right? Social media is an amazing medium, right? Obviously, we can use stuff like Instagram and Facebook and so forth. In getting clients, like you said, it's funny you talk about like the people following you on social media. I think in general, like I have actually noticed that when I post more on Instagram, I do get some more clients. But I also think that that took time. You know what I mean? And I also think that the key is, and same thing with emailing, like I said, emailing people. So that's kind of like what I do is I focus a lot on the internal marketing and just following up and quality assurance and seeing how things all went and are going. For me in general, I think that the follow-up, the fortune's in the follow-up, right? Like if you're following up with, like if you get 20 leads and you follow up with all those leads a lot, I think it's a lot better than getting 100 leads and not following up with them nearly as aggressively. And the same thing goes for hiring, right? So I think speed of leads important. I think those are all pieces that are important. So I guess to kind of go through what you were saying, like what I do for evolution is I really preach to everybody, like we need to follow up with these people a lot repetitively because that it's the doing the boring work, right? People are going to need to do that. And it's not sexy. I know you might be looking for a sexy answer. Like I post this video on Instagram
No.
and now I look great. It's not, right? It's not. I think what Instagram does is it brings social proof. They get to know who you are. They get to see what you do. They're like, oh, this is the type of therapy I'm looking for, right? This is good. But I probably have 500 posts on Instagram already. Like I don't really post nearly as much as I should, but what I have noticed is if I do certain things. And by the way, to other business owners who are trying to build your personal brand, that's what you're doing when you post on Instagram. So we also post a lot on evolution because the bigger thing that you find is as you hire and other people hire, then the other thing that becomes a problem is, well, everybody just wants to work with me, right? And so the decentralization of trying to get all of your PTs busier means that, and again, like I wish that everybody was into making their personal brand, but not everybody is. So the idea is like, how do I make that massive change over time? And I think it's just a combination of just consistency, thinking ahead, building those systems ahead. That in itself is a whole other podcast, but that would be my thought process of kind of how I would describe it.
Well, and I think it's different strokes for different folks, right? Like when we talk about you and I both are in sports, right? To some degree, right? You're doing like high school athletes throwing a bunch of weights around. I'm 40-year-old plus golfers, right? But still, very, very kind of like, here's what we do, all that stuff. But I think what you have to look at too is, Instagram is great for that. Picture of a guy hitting the hell out of a drive, picture of somebody jumping over a box, whatever, right? And this again, marketing towards PTs of do you want to do this type of PT, right? But the other thing I think that's important, I think founders need to do this, is I think LinkedIn again is a good strategy. We're talking about hiring, so LinkedIn's going to be a big part of this. And it all depends on where you're at. So I think at like Brian's level, right, where I think from like a LinkedIn perspective, you should be thinking thought leadership. This is what we do at Evolution. This is why Evolution does these things, right? And I think that, every few times you should throw out a post of like, we believe this, we believe that, this is why we do that. So at least when somebody is on LinkedIn, because most PTs aren't just scrolling LinkedIn all the time, they'll be able to see, oh, the guy who owns that place, this is what he's thinking today. Right. So if I go there, that'll be what that is. Right. Now, is that necessarily patient facing? Maybe, maybe not. You could do that. Like you can put that on like a post on Facebook, Twitter, whatever. But that should be very much directed of this is what I believe. Right. And then you also got to think, well, what is your vibe? So the person that we were talking to, her vibe was very much more like Pilates and wellness. She's a female owner. We're male owners. There was a much different, strategy she was we were talk sitting around and she was thinking of, where she was like, well, okay, there's this group I could be a part of, or people who would want to do this. When would my last few hires came from? Well, they were Pilates instructors first. Okay, I'm going to get into that network and make sure that I can, show up at those events. So it really does become clinic and client specific, right? If I would assume for you, being able to show up at a HYROX Games with all your evolution stuff, there's gonna be two or three PTs running up and down and being like, wait a second, who's the PT that sponsors this? Oh, I like doing this, So I think the high level stuff is exactly what you're saying. It has to be from everywhere. It has to be a little bit of this, a little bit of that. So this is what PT patients like. This is what I like. This is what I do. Now, unfortunately, that's not something you can develop in a day.
But you can't, I'll tell you what, but you can do, like, for instance, I'll give you a great example. You dropped HYROX. Like, a lot of people who are listening to this will be like, yeah, but HYROX is a monster company. And by the way, we've actually talked to them about doing this stuff. They're not interested. They're partnering with people like Puma and whatnot. Same thing with CrossFit. But for those who don't know, right, there's local events, there's local, like, CrossFit competitions, there's local gyms, there's local this. Like, exactly right. Like, there's any scale that this works at. Right? You don't have to find, like, if you're trying to hire one physical therapist, some people out there are trying to hire 50, right? So it's like, when you think about that, like, I think sometimes people get stuck in the analysis, but paralysis by analysis, right? And some of that, and just, like, think about the task. All right, I got to hire one person, right? And then again, the LinkedIn thing, like, for instance, somebody just hit me up who's a staffing agent. All right, let me meet with that person. Do I want to go through a staffing agency? Not really. But what if they're like, dude, I got the best person for you right now, and they could start in a month, and you're like, I need somebody yesterday. Well, guess what? Like, then that staffing agency looks a lot better. The value will be different for you too. So, like, again, networking matters, talking to different people, blah, blah. Like, I think that all is important stuff too. So, don't leave anything off the table. And I think that for me personally, I know my personality, Owen, is if I'm not actively attacking something, then I usually will get some anxiety about the fact that it's not getting done, or I'm not moving the ball forward. You know what I mean?
I agree.
So that's where this can be super helpful and tactical. I think it gets the most bang for your buck with that.
Yeah, if I was to put like a summary on this conversation, it's essentially change hiring to new patient. And you basically just listen to a sales
1,000
podcast.
percent. 1,000 percent.
And the people who win at sales and getting new patients aren't the one who say, I did a Facebook ad like 3 weeks ago and I haven't gotten anybody. They're the ones that are checking, redoing the hooks. What's my click-through rate? Also, am I going to a table and meeting people? And am I cold DMing people? All that stuff. So if you win like that, if you're very good at sales like that, you got to do the same thing to get a new
100%.
PT.
100%
Get a new PT.
agree. 100%
Cool. All right, so we will end on that. Let's plug our stuff. We are Physio Growth.
agree.
We have a mentorship group, Q&A once a week. You get to, if you're present for it, if it fits into your schedule, ask a question, fire away. We also, it's a school group community, so you can always type in something in the chat. We'll make sure we either get to it on the call or we'll follow back up with you. We make it $100 a month. We know that PT is not a driving Ferrari business for most of us. So we want to make it accessible. We want to make this like you having a good person that you work with that you can bounce ideas off of, but they're not necessarily holding your hand through every treatment. You aren't students, but you're also not experienced clinicians. We're here to help you with that. So if you want to check it out, it's physio-growth.com.
Cool. Love it. Good plug.
All
Happy to
right.
help people.
There you
Cool.
go. See you.
See ya.